Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yes.
Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
A locked safe.
Mm-hmm. Would you support or oppose it?
Support
it. What about a locked container or case?
Locked.
So would you support or oppose it?
Support.
And what about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm? Would you support or oppose it?
Support.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Yes.
Support or oppose?
Support.
A combination lock?
Yes.
And between a support or oppose?
Support.
What about a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Support.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I think it should be loaded.
So between should and should not also be required to be unloaded?
Should, yes.
If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secured if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
Secure.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Support.
Thank you. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Support.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Yes, support.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me for a couple of minutes. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Support it.
And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Supported.
Thank you. And now the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49?
No.
50 and 64 or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Now, which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
White.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Thank you very much. And that was the last question. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.